Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your brother Elohim coming to you live once again on Sunday. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. What you just heard was the national anthem for our society. Elohim Cloud Child is a constellation of Elohim. this is Elohim show here tonight, sponsored by Legacy of the Nation. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about today. Oh, my goodness. Well, first thing I'm going to do before we get started, I'm going to make an assertion here, if you don't mind. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of delight, and I will get what I want. Okay. Our slogan is, love is the act that makes others feel good. Normally, for 5 minutes, we talk about love because love is so important. This society has been miseducating us about love. They've been miseducating us about a whole lot of stuff. But love is the act that makes others feel good. So if you're doing things strictly with the thought in mind that you're going to make the other person feel good, and they're doing things that strictly with the thought in mind they're going to make you feel good, then you should be in a feel-good relationship, okay? Now, the things that that trigger love, we have an emotional content. We have our heart content. Now, most people don't know that the heart has a neural net in it that communicates with the brain. So it gives off hormones when you do something silly that makes the other person feel good. Like do something, push their buttons to see, make them jealous just to see if they love you. Oh, my goodness. That's one of the worst things you can do, because the hormones kick in, and maybe the heart remembers this stuff, you know. Now, also, you got to reap what you sow, you know, based on what you're doing to the person and with the person. That stuff's going to come back to you. That's our culture, by the way, you know. Reap what you sow, which is science. They're calling it science because they don't want to give the credit back to the continent of which you came from, which is Africa. So it's actually reap what you sow. If you sow, people are calling me now. If you sow two chemicals together, you're going to get a reaction. You put mathematics on the reaction to control the reaction. That's science. The whole universe was created, oh, not these words, create, but the whole universe was made based on the principle of reap what you sow. You know what I'm saying? And there are also, there's a different language, okay, between the men and the females. Oh, that's right. Men and women speak a different language. What do you mean we speak a different language? Well, see, it's what we call a cultural thing. We're all supposed to be equal, but they raise the females to be subservient to the male. All right, what can I tell you? So the women, they don't actually like to, I'm getting a lot of texts and stuff. They don't actually like to tell a guy what to do. So just to give you an example, let's say you're in a car, right? And the window's down, it's a little cold in here. Well, the guy would say, yo, man, put the window up. But that, well, a female wouldn't do that because he's telling the guy what to do. So she'd make a little suggestion, yo, you know, it's getting a little chilly in here. Hoping he got enough brain matter to say, oh, okay, you're going to put the window up. You know what I mean? So between suggesting, make suggestions so the guy can pick up on it, or telling the guy what to do. That's the difference in the language. See what I'm saying? A lot of times a female will hold on to stuff because it's just not the right time to let it out, or they're not mad enough at the time to bring it up. And then if you do something to really piss them off, then they bring up all this stuff and say, oh, my Lord, where did all this come from? You know what I mean? But you've been pissing her off for a minute. She just ain't said nothing, you know what I'm saying? So that's where it all comes from. It comes from what you've been doing for the last couple of months, whatever you've been doing out there to piss them off. But it's a good thing for the females not to do that, but sort of talk it out right away. You know what I mean? Because that builds up. Build up emotion inside of you, you know, and when you exhale, you exhale if you got a lot of pent-up emotions in there, you know. Okay, we're not going to talk about love, but slow love. We spent 5 minutes on love. I'm not actually talking about love. I'm just giving you the different parameters under which love takes place. Now, let's just deal with emotions just for about a minute. According to my research, okay, there's only one emotion triggered by different events. Based on how important the event is to you, that's how much emotion pours out. Now, let's say you're in a relationship and the guy or the girl is so important to you. If something happens to the relationship, you either kill a guy, kill a girl, or kill yourself. And that's putting too much importance on any one person when you're ready to destroy yourself because they're not around anymore. Because you're really supposed to love self, you know, and you shouldn't really love nobody more than you love yourself. That just don't make sense, you know. So fall in love with that person in the mirror, okay? And remember, there's 6 billion people on this planet. There's always somebody else out there that's as good as or better than the one that you had, okay? And, see, this is important when we're in these groups, too, because we're in these groups and we're not getting along, we can't do this, we can't do that, because most of us don't know what love is. And you practice the same love when you're in a group, you know? You don't put everything, out there unless you know it's going to be reciprocated right, you know? I mean, what Jesus said, you throw the seed on or you just throw the seed out there, it falls on fertile ground, not fertile ground, you know, but that's not a good idea when it comes to love, you know. You have to make sure that the person can reciprocate what you're doing, because once that emotional get involved, you know, it's kind of painful when you love somebody and they screw you around, see what I'm saying? that's the next portion that I'm going to talk about for a minute, not that long, because I'm a Bible thumper. I'm a Lord, not another Bible thumper. But I don't read the Bible as a religious book, because to me, it's not a religious book. They're using it as a religious book, but it's a code book to tell you how to act, what to do, how to treat each other. That's what the book is for. How to make sure you don't get broke. There's stuff in the book to make sure that you never get broke, okay? You make sure that you're on a proper diet, that you spend very little time in the hospital. All that's in there, you know, if you know how to read the book, you know, because it doesn't get carried away with the stories. There's a lot of morals in the stories that you can pick up on that'll make you a better person. That's what all of the religious books are for, to make you a better person. That's what it's all about, okay? Now, that to our topic, not back to, but to our topic of today, Trump, you're fired. We got him, you know. Now, this is an interactive show, so if you want to have a comment or something you want to say, just press 1, and that'll let me know that you have something to say, you have a comment, or you just want to give a shout out, whatever you want to do, and I know you have a comment, okay? So we opened up the mics early today, so, you know, normally I like to talk a little bit about the Bible code or religious book, but we're not going to worry about that today. We got some good things to talk about today. That man is gone. People are dancing in the street. He's no longer here, although he's going to fight it and put up a little thing like Al Gore did. It don't mean nothing. You only got a certain amount of time, you know, to fight this thing. And they got their defenses, you got your offenses, and the battle goes on. But I don't think there'll be nothing in time to thwart the inauguration. You know, saying? So the question on the board, what we need to talk about, you know, if you have a comment or something you want to say about it, just press 1. Now, when you press 1, I only give you the last 4 digits of your number. I don't give your name out unless you want me to, then you can say what your name is. But I just do the last 4 digits of your phone number, and that will let you know that I know that you have something to say when I call your phone number out, okay? Now, here's the question that's on the board. When Trump was elected, the country was in a certain mood, all right? Now that Trump is not here, do we want to go back to the way it was, or do we want better? Because the way it was wasn't good enough. It ain't been good enough since we've been here. And when they talk about make America great, America's never been great for certain people. You know what people are talking about. I'm talking about black people. America's never been great here for us. I mean, it's been all right. You know, a lot of us moved up into the middle class when I made it to college, you know, making that little 3 figures, you know, and we looking pretty good. Got nice little houses and cars and stuff, you know. A lot of us like that. But if you flip the switch, there's a lot of us sleeping on the street. I mean, if you see what's going on in California, it will blow your mind. You know, if you all the tents and you know, I'm listening to the presidential candidates and what they're doing. Even as his acceptance speech, he talked about helping everybody, but he didn't say nothing about those people sleeping in the street. I'm coming to get you. I'm gonna get you guys off those corners. He didn't say nothing about that, you know, and that bothered me a little bit. You know, even though I voted for Joe, you know. Well, not so much per se for Joe. I voted for the Democratic machine because with the influx of all the women, you know what I mean, on the Democratic side right now, it's going to make a difference because we need that female interaction. We need an interaction from the females bad because we've been running this planet like. Well, we haven't been doing a very good job. I'm going to put it like that, you know. So now the question is, where do we go from here? Do we, a lot of us thinking, some people didn't want to vote for Joe. They voted for Trump. I mean, talking about black people, I don't really get it. But they think that Trump's going to do something different, make it better, but he's not. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of people didn't vote for Biden because they think he's going to take it back to the way it was before Trump got elected. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't great for black people then, you know? So we have a lot to think about. Now, if you remember, all you got to do is hit one as you have a comment or something. People don't allow nobody to say, but it's okay. It's all right. If you have, remember the people that used to protest about the abortion and all that? You don't see them out there protesting no more because they realize that it doesn't work. Okay? They went to the polls. They went to the vote. Started getting better. The judges in there that favored them. This is what Trump was doing. He put in over 150 judges to favor their thought process. Even he's trying to switch the Supreme Court around to favor their thought process. That's where the power is. The power is in the vote. So many of us running around talking about, well, I ain't voting. I don't want to vote. That's the only voice you have. If you don't vote when the time comes to kick these no good people out of office, what else you going to do? What you have no other voice in this government except for the vote. We talk about protests, and I never protest. I'm never going to protest. When I first came back from Vietnam, they out there protesting. Anywhere in the world, I'm going to let somebody stick a dog or throw something at me. They got a problem. I'll be putting people in the ground. I just come back from Vietnam. I'm used to it. So I'm saying to myself, something's wrong with this picture, Now, here's their strategy. I don't know how many of you realize this, but this is their strategy, okay? Every time you protest, they take something from you, So what do you mean? How can they take something from us, when you protest? First time you're protesting because they wouldn't let you into baseball games and all that. They took baseball from you. They didn't shut baseball down. We had our own baseball leagues. We had our own baseball stadiums. We were making good economics from the baseball. So they had a movie called Bingo Long All-Stars depicting our own baseball teams and all that. When you start protesting, all those baseball players, all those owners, okay, that own the stadiums and the concession stands and all that stuff, we lost all of that because they put one person, one black person, on a white team, and all that economics was gone. Gone. Where'd it go? It went in their pockets. Was it worth having, I forget the brother's name, Robinson, or maybe somebody that hit one to help me out here. I forget the brother's name, that they put him on a baseball team, but look at what we lost in return. We lost so much. We kept protesting. What did we lose? We don't have no, we had our own basketball teams, training our young children how to play basketball on our own places. Sometimes we had trouble renting stadiums. Renting places to play the basketball games, but we got it done, I don't know if we had our own football league, but I know we had our own baseball and basketball league, Then once we start integrating into sports and they're taking all our economics away from it, here we go jumping out there, oh, man, we can't go to the hospitals, we can't go here. We start protesting, complaining about us getting better medical treatment. They say, okay, y'all complaining, y'all protesting, I'm going to take something else from you. Did you know we had our own black hospitals? Did you know we had our own black medical institutions to train the nurses and stuff in the hospitals? What happened to those things? They took them from us. I'm from Philadelphia, and we had our own hospitals and medical facilities here in Philadelphia, training facilities. They're gone. You protest it, now you can go to the White Hospital, but everything that you had economically for yourself, they took away from you, okay? What else did you lose when you protested? Okay, let's see. Let's go down the list. You're out there protesting because they made you ride on the back of the bus. I mean, think about that for a second. But you had your own bus lines. What you should have been protesting for is more access for your bus lines in the cities. But you didn't protest for that. You protested right on their buses. Oh, they said, okay. So they passed some statutes no black bus lines and nowhere in the country. They're gone. You know what I'm saying? I had the name of the bus line, but you can Google the first black bus line. You can Google it up and tell you the person's name, the bus line, and doing the marches and all that, how the bus line, how the black bus line was so important in getting people to work and all that. You know what I'm saying? You protest, they take something. So now when you want a job, you got to go. You got to go to them, fill out the application. You can't go to no black person and get no job riding a bus because we don't have no bus lines no more. You know? You're out there protesting now. What do you think they're going to take from you now? I watch a little show called Sunetta TV. You know, I watch them sometimes. So Black Radio 101, they call it. During the election, they shut it down. They didn't want them to talk and interfere. They shut down quite a few programs and stuff during the election so that while the people were voting, they couldn't entice people which side to vote for. So they shut all this internet stuff down. Think about that for a minute. Right now, we're doing quite a bit of information transferring back and forth to each other through Facebook, Twitter, social media. That's how we found out what's going on. When all those people showed up in Black Lives Matter, it ain't like NBC and CBS were telling everybody that they was going to be there. You know, how'd they find out? Through social media. And they're letting you know by taking some of Trump's tweets out, this person's tweets out. They're getting ready to take over this dog on the internet. And they're going to start shutting you down because we're communicating too much with each other through social media. Some of the stuff we're putting on social media, oh, boy, we do need to stop. I mean, they used to pay for this information. Y'all giving it to them for free. They know everything about you. Who's in your house, same with arguments you have, every little thing. People arguing on Facebook about this family stuff that they shouldn't be arguing about in the first place. But it's nationwide, national internet, they argue with each other. They're calling each other names, all this kind of stuff. I'm saying to myself, Jerry Springer went to the internet and he went live. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying that we have to decide what we want, how we want it, and how we're going to get it. Okay? Your vote is very, very important. Okay? Now, I'm going to say this, we've got quite a few people on the line here, but listen, you have to raise your children political atmosphere. Don't care which one, Republic, Democrat, Socialism, Communism, Anarchism, whatever floats your boat. You follow what I'm saying? This is how your house should be run, so that your children will grow up with a political awareness about what's going on. I didn't grow up in a political house. I'm going to give you a little bit of information about myself. My mother was a Baptist voodoo priestess. My father was a Jehovah's Witness. And boy, you can imagine the conversations that we had in that house. You know what I mean? But they loved each other. I mean, what can I tell you? You know? But what I'm saying is that my house, we grew up religiously, okay? Christmas tree was there every Christmas. I mean, without fail, you know, all, you know, this is how our house was. Nothing about politics. I knew nothing about politics until I got out of the service. Or when I went in the service, they were talking about political stuff. But I didn't really get into politics until I got out of the service. You know, I'm 19, 20, 20 years old. You see what I'm saying? It shouldn't be like that. You have to get your children prepared to deal with politics because that's where all the changes take place. That's who governs the money, what changes in your neighborhood, what happens around the corner, what the police are doing, okay? All that's going on, and you have some control over it because you have the power to vote. People lost their lives. People died, you know, on both sides, you know what I mean? Just to have the right to vote, you know, because they knew how important it was to have some kind of say-so over that congressman, over that the senator, you see what I'm saying, over your district council, over your city council. They know how important it is to have some kind of voice over what the mayor that's in there, what he doing, you know. That's what I'm talking about. Even though, you know, the police and the police captains, you don't have no control over that, but you do have control over the sheriff's department because you vote on the sheriff. There's a whole lot of information about that, but I'm going here right now. Listen, your vote is very, very important, and you showed why your vote is so important. I'm going to say something that some of you might agree with, some of you might not agree with, but I'm going to say it anyway. This is not the Europeans' country. I'm going to say it again. This is not the Europeans' country. This is your country. And George Washington and the crooks are not the founding fathers of this country. That's an outright lie. President Hansen and them, they set this stuff up. All they did was stole it and changed the name, like they do everything else, okay? They didn't write the Constitution. They didn't write the Bill of Rights. All that was, that's how President Hansen and the Continental Congress, that's how they were governing. It's hard to look it up. They're not trying to give us no information about what President Hansen and them done because they don't want us to know how George Washington stole everything and went off into a whole other direction. You know what I'm saying? And the direction they went in, they challenged Britain. Okay? These were citizens of Britain. They challenged Britain. And they lost. Wait a minute. Let me say that again. They did not win the battle for independence. Hello? They lost. They fought for 33 years and lost. Okay? Check the Treaty of 1812. It's all in there. You know what I'm saying? Where Britain is dictating them. They can't have kings. They can't have queens. Tell them they have to pay reparations to Britain. I'm telling you, if you really Google who owns the U.S., okay, I did it, and they ain't got no problem with showing it. It will tell you Britain owns the U.S. and the Americas. That's what it says. That's what you can Google it to back it up, since some of us don't believe none of this white boy said. But you can Google it, look it up. This country is a British colony, and all the hell that we've been catching. Right? Think about how Britain was running India when Gandhi and them was there and what they had to go through to get Britain out of there. So all of this stuff that we were going through in this country was actually being approved by the Queen. Okay? Was being approved by Britain. You know? It wasn't all just the presidents of this country that was doing this here, the Dixiecrats and all them guys. It was being sanctioned by the Queen. The Queen was allowing this stuff to happen. I'm telling you, look it up. Look at how the Queen was handling her colonies all over the planet until now the Queen is smart. we talking about females, but that's one smart female. I'm telling you, I got to give her props. And set up the parliament and all that stuff, just like you did in Canada and everywhere else, to get some of the pressure off of her so that the people have some kind of voice in what's going on with the people of voting with different people in the politics. That was a smart move, but she's still the queen. She's still the largest landowner between her and the Pope. They're the largest landowners on the planet. she got more money than God. You follow what I'm saying? Well, I don't want to say it anyway, but listen, if you have a comment, this is an interactive show, so if you have a comment, you have something to say, just press 1 and open the dial. Now, we done kicked President Trump out. He's gone, okay? Now, what do you want? What do you think? I'm asking a question, not some of those on the line. What do you think that we should be asking Joe Biden for? What do we want, okay? I know the mics are working. What do we want? You know, you have any comments or anything to say about what we should be doing, where we should be going over the next 4 years in this country? You know, this is your country. Okay. somebody wants to have a comment. Let me hear what they have to say. Okay. We got 11:34. Okay, don't tell me the thing ain't working. We got 11:34. Do you have a comment or something to say? You were on the air.
Yes, I would like to know, what is your opinion about Kamala Harris and when she was a district attorney, I believe, and her locking up people? And do you think it would be appropriate to ask Kamala Harris and Joe Biden to free the people in prison that have DNA that states that they are not guilty? And the only reason why they're in there seems to be to keep together the prison industrial complex, which is currently trying to sue certain states for not keeping them full. But should they like let people free?
Okay, well, that's a good question. You know, my opinion is they need to open up the jails and let everybody out. That's my opinion. But they're not going to do that. So because there's money involved, so that puts pressure on the politicians as to how they can do what they can do, you know. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, under Clinton, which Clinton wasn't the best guy in the world, locked up more people than at any time in the history of our country. So especially with that crime bill that he got pushed through the Senate and they passed under Clinton, which Clinton signed. Kamala Harris, she didn't do good when she was district attorney. That was one of the reasons why she was like pushed out. And I think that, well, I don't think that, actually, to be truthful, I really didn't like either one of them. You know what I mean? But I felt as though Joe Biden picked her because her history was more like Obama, you know. She one of us, but she ain't really one of us, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, so, you know, her history made her more palatable for the Europeans that had to vote for Biden. So I believe that's why she was on the ticket. Now, we have to enforce what we want from them too. Okay, you got to write your congressmen, write your senators, write them a letter. You know, tell them what you think should happen and what we actually want. Now, it's a lot of times we know about the injustices, but we don't sit down and try to figure out what we actually should be doing about it. That's what I'm saying. We need to figure out what we should be doing about it, and then start some type of action on an individual basis to get them to see what's going on. Now, I'm here every Sunday, so we have a nice little audience. Plus, this show goes out to other countries. This is a global show, so the show goes out to other countries. So you have other countries with their opinion, you know, about what's going on. So when you drop that information, but the thing is to figure out what should be done about it. What should we do? And come up with solutions. Remember the hype that they're giving you that it's not your country, but it is your country. Just because somebody came in and took it, that don't mean it's not your country. This is your country, and you should be running it. They took it from President Hansen and them. Those are the actual founding fathers, President Hansen and the crew. Okay? George Washington are the crooks that stole it. So this is really your country, and you have to get up and try to run it. You have to try to run it and teach your children how to run it. That's what I'm saying, you know. I know I answered your question. I'm just going on. If you have any other comments you want to make, just your mic is open. I'm going to leave your mic open. So if anything you want to say, just jump in, okay? Now, remember, this is an interactive show. The question on the board is, where should we go from here now that Trump ain't here? Do you want to go back to the way it was before Trump was elected? Or do you want to go forward and do something a little and get something done for the black community or for people in general? I got to go to a commercial. But let me say this here before I go to the commercial. Okay? This is your country, period. You have to run it. You can run it if you get out and do what you're supposed to do. Know that this is yours. and you can make this work, okay? We can work together, work with other people, and get this thing going, okay? Right now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to I give a little commercial. I give people commercial time on the air because I think we should give back to the people that are trying so hard to give us information every week they're on the air trying to give us information. So I give up the free airtime to them, and I used to do it on half an hour, but I went a little over. Elohim Fire Tribes and Constellation Osiris, Constellation Elohim Radio presents Elohim Speaks every Sunday between 8 and 9, Philadelphia time, okay? The call-in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to make a comment or give us a shout-out. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We use only the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you have a company or a group, or if you want to give a shout-out about your group, well, just say hi to me being on air every Sunday. That would be great, too, you know? If you disagree, that's fine. You can always shout it and give your disagreement, and we'll know what's going on, okay? 7420, I'll come to you right after the commercial. You'll be the first one up, okay? Now, I released a CD. That's how we make our money, through CDs and books. The CD is Jesus is Coming, the CD. The link is cdbaby.com/CD/Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2, so check it out. You can also catch us on YouTube. Just type in Elohim 10 tracks and Jesus is Coming, and you can listen to all the songs if you want. And when you're going CD Baby, you can listen to one song, or and you can buy one song, or you can buy as many songs as you want. Okay. Now we the name of the thing is Jesus is Coming. Now we ask ourselves, where is Jesus coming when he come back? We can come back the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. The child you dump just might be the one to get us out of this mess, okay? So we need those babies. But remember, brothers, it takes 2 to make them. It takes 2 to take care of, okay? And don't forget checking my book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Part 2, A Christ Has Come. Actually, that's on the market right now. So if you want more information about the book, just call 215-758-1703. Also, I'm in the gold business. I do carry bars. So if you need information about gold, want to know how to buy and sell gold, give me a call again. That number is 215-758-1703. Let me skip a little bit and go ahead down to. I would like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his book, Black History Book, when Rocks Cry Out. This brother understands history. That's why I like his book. He fits in the missing pieces, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Legacy Information Show, hosted by Brother Mac and Son. Come on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call in number is 319-527-6199. I'd like to give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra 11. So she has a spoken word and she speaks a nice word. So go check her out. I also like to give a shout out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual revivalist. She comes on YouTube. Nikki Love Lubu Nam. The call-in number is 909-749-8626. Okay, just give her a call. You want to know a little bit about your spirit? Give her a call, and she'll hook you up. Okay. I also like to give a shout out to Division 121, Philadelphia, PA, UNIAACL, 1918 and 1929 of the world. Meet every week for more information. Contact President Mark P. at 267-282-2320, okay? Now, I'd like to give a shout-out to the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa. So those of you who are trying to get to Africa, want to get some land, you can hook up with the RBG Industries. It also makes design clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you need some flags, especially that, he made our national flag. It looks pretty good. Plus, I got 4 suits made by Brother. That was pretty good, okay? So, if you want a good tailor made outfit, just give Brother Sadiq a call. It's 609-638-5828. I'd like to give a shout out to Safemore Electronics. You can give him a call from 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5. Stick my chest out. That's my son's company. And he does good work. I mean, you know, he did some good work for me, and he's pretty good at it. He's certified and licensed, okay? I'll like to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton, who writes under the name of T. Thornton. He just changed it on me. He has an old-school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google YouTube Heaven 2019 TEE dot Thornton. And for more information, just give him a call, 267-259-4077, okay? I wanted to give a shout-out to Taylor Potts Learning Academy, licensed, certified. She's a registered nurse who's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. You got to love it. Stick my chest out again. My daughter's That's my daughter. Taylor Potts has been on has a before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-68-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And the email address is taylortottslearningacademy@gmail.com. I'm telling you, I wish I was a baby. She is so good. I would love for her to have me in her little school. I'm telling you. I also like to give a shout out to naturopaths and healers and doctors, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. Now, everybody should have these guys' numbers on speed dial. Also, when you call Dr. Paul, he's giving out a herbal chart, free of charge. He'll text it to you, and you can get more into what he's doing. We got Dr. Bill. His number, Dr. Paul's number is 215-779-7355. Dr. Bill, his number is 61-561-3864. He also is selling a water purification system. So if you need to get checked out, these two guys will go to. And if you don't have these guys on speed dial, you're sick, you need to be sick. No, nobody really needs to be sick. So call them, be healthy, and don't worry. Okay, now let's get back into the show. We got 7420 on the dial right now. Let's bring 7420 up. Your mic is... should be coming up. Yeah, your mic is open. You're on the air. You have a comment on the statement you'd like to make?
I'd just like to say thank you very much for shouting out the Nikki Love Show.
How you doing, sis? What's going on out there?
I'm good. I'm cooking dinner. I'm trying to prepare for class. I'm getting ready to do a class, and I actually happened to look at my phone, and I said, let me tune in. I seen the title that said, Trump is fired. I said, oh, let me hear this one. So I decided to tune in for that. But I really don't have much to say. I do want to thank you for shouting us out as well, shouting me out as well.
Okay, well, that's fine. You know, when something is good, you got to make sure everybody knows about it. That's what I'm talking about. Okay? And
out of curiosity, I just have one question. Did you vote?
Yes, I did. I tried to vote twice, but they wouldn't let me.
Really?
Yeah, I voted for Biden.
Okay.
Everybody I have to talk to, I tell them to go vote for Biden. Not so much for Biden himself, but for the machine. See, he's got a better machine under him, especially with all the women and all that stuff that's on the Democratic side right now. And since we got so many women in play, something's going to get done, because we've been needing women in his office for such a long time, you know. And they're the backbone of everything. And, you know, so yes. How about you? Did you vote?
No, I don't. I don't vote because I'm indigenous to this land or this earth. So I don't vote. I don't get involved in the politics like that. As being a, you know, traditional healer, I just don't choose to really get caught up in the politics. I'll speak on it, but no, I had no interest in, you know, voting.
Okay. Well, if you want something to change, how would you change it?
It starts with us. We have to change it. From history, you know, as you can see, our votes don't count. You know what I mean? So it's like, really, do they really count? I don't think they count at all. I really don't, just from history. You know, from the history of our presidents before, and, you know, people going to vote before didn't make a difference. So, you know, honestly speaking, we need to really focus on making the change ourselves. You know, we're depending on another man or you know, somebody to make a change, and it hasn't. Look at our brothers still being killed, you know, in the streets. Look at all that's going on that we are seeing that's happening to black people. So does it really make a difference? No, it doesn't. Because if it did, we would not see the level of, you know, racism and hate and chaos and killing amongst our people. I mean, we're supposed to be American too, right? Why isn't justice being served? So I really don't think it makes a difference. I think we as a people, our communities, have to come together and make that difference. And I really feel like whether you're, I don't care if you're a Christian, Muslim, whatever you may be, you better call upon your gods or your ancestors to help make that change. And I don't think we've done enough of that. And I think when we do, we'll see a change. No one mere man can change that or make a change for us, because it hasn't changed since 1960 or 50 or 40 or 30. Yeah, that's how I feel.
Well, I agree we have to come together. But I disagree with not voting. I know that you're part of an indigenous society, I believe what you said. Well, we're starting a society.
No, it's not that I'm a part of it. I am indigenous. I'm a fifth tradition African indigenous traditional healer. My mom's side is from Africa, so, yeah, I had to carry on those traditions. So the society is mine. Okay, I just want to clear that up. But go ahead. Why do you say you agree that we need to vote? I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, we're starting a society ourselves where there's no hierarchy and all the people come together to work to bring money to the society and to make change. I believe that if we're going to change anything in this paradigm, we have to do it as a group. And the problem that I'm having right now is that the groups aren't stepping up. Groups aren't able to come together with enough people to make a difference. And so we need to change the paradigm, and that's what we're doing. That's what we're about to do now. In fact, we're in the process of doing it now. And before we Monday at 6 o'clock, if you're not busy Monday at 6 o'clock, call into the same number, and the society will be on the line. We'll be talking about the society and stuff, okay? And on Monday, you can tell us a little bit about what your society is. And we can chit chat a little bit. It sounds good. And there will be other members on the line as well. So we would love to hear from you Monday. So, you know, at 6 o'clock Monday, okay?
Hey, can I say something real fast?
Remind me.
Can I say something real fast?
Now,
She said something that was very, very important. A lot of people votes that didn't get counted last time got counted this time. Because in previous elections, a lot of military votes didn't get counted. A lot of mail-in votes didn't get counted. But they did this time. So in the future, that means demographics is going to count more and more in the country if they keep going in the same direction by counting all those votes. And our demographics aren't that high. I just wanted to chime in there because I thought when she noticed that was a very important thing to notice.
Okay. Now I'm going to leave your mics open so you can jump in. We have another caller, 1294. So we can get your mic open here. 1294, you're on the air. Do you have a comment or a statement?
Hey, how you doing, Brother Elohim? This is Brother Rob.
I'm doing just fine. How you doing, my beloved? What's going on out there, man?
Man, I'm just listening in on the conversation, and I have to agree with the young lady. I didn't vote either. And my question to you is, you say that it's important to vote. What are we voting for exactly? Because they promised us nothing.
Well,
they promised us nothing. They didn't say they were going to stop and punish these race soldiers that are killing us, you know, relentlessly, killing our men, our women, and our children. They never go to jail. As far as I'm concerned, we should be a protected class. That's the first thing I would demand from these people, because we are indigenous to this land. It's our home. And we should have been a protected class back during the civil rights era. I've been voting since the voting age went down to 18 in 1975. I'm 63 now. And it seems like our people are going backwards, not forward. Now, Biden said he's going to legitimize these illegals, which right now that stands at about 11 million. What do you think that's going to do to the black community? It's going to ice us out, which is what they're trying to do, committing genocide on us. I see absolutely no reason to vote. I got into a little debate with a friend of mine the other day, yesterday, and he was so happy that, you know, yeah, finally, you know, Humpty Trumpy, you know, fell off his Mexican wall. I'm like, well, you know, y'all can call Trump a racist all you want, but he didn't start any wars. He got people from various countries to come together and make peace. He's no more racist than Biden. Biden, in my opinion, is an unrepentant racist. He doesn't think he's done anything wrong. He's the only senator I've ever heard to come right out and use the N-word to describe a Cleveland mayor, Kamala Harris. I did a poll, political poll back about a month ago, and it was six of us doing a Zoom conference. And I was stunned at the level of ignorance of our people. They don't. One young lady said, "Well, when that moderator asked her a question, she said, "Well, you know, I don't know anything about them, but I let my mom tell me." That kind of, you know, lowbrow stupidity has to stop. We need to know who these people are. I personally don't see any reason to vote. I mean, people talk about reparations and tangibles. They offer us nothing. But the last thing I heard was that Kamala Harris now wants to have an East Indian agenda to bring more East Indians in here. And I'm thinking to myself, but when we ask for something, it's no. You think I'm going to do anything for black people? No. And I keep wondering, why do we keep on voting? We're not voting for anything, well, in my opinion.
Well, okay, well, that's very good. We appreciate that. The problem, I think, with the system is that we don't use the entire system. Most of the problems that we're having is the local people that we should be voting in and out. It doesn't really start with the presidency. Those little districts and city council people and mayors and the judges that are giving out people these hard sentences are local judges that are throwing our children into the jail. But we don't vote for these people, you know what I mean? So when they do something that we don't like, we're supposed to kick them out of office, and we haven't been doing that. That's from my statement I made earlier. I think that we should be raising our children under some type of political system so they understand how systems work. Even if you don't vote, you're still part of this political system. And quiet is kept, what most people don't realize, legally, there are no black people in this country, legally. So every time we get something done, they're doing it for United States citizens. Everybody's
benefit. I agree. Can I just interject for 1 second?
Okay, go ahead.
I worked the polls for 20 years. This is the first year that we didn't work it because of COVID. And I got to be honest with you, most of our people, or not just our people, a lot of people, I was a machine operator. You used to always ask me, who should I vote for? I said, well, you know, make sure you read the questions. And a lot of times they would be about local judges. They didn't know anything about the local. Even I sometimes didn't know anything about these local judges because they always kept under wrap.
Right.
You don't know anything about them until like the last 2 weeks before the election shows up. So, I mean, you know, local elections, I will vote in. But I can't do these ones like the one we just had, which was a farce.
I agree. I think that the Democrat and Republican, they're both the same guy. Always has been. You follow what I'm saying? Especially with Nancy Pelosi
there.
She's going to make sure that the little status quo stays status quo. But you're here. Your children are here. They have to walk the streets. They have to go places and do things. And whatever district that you're in, that's where we should be focusing at. That's where our attention should be at, right there. The presidency, well, I'm telling you, most of the stuff that the president come up with don't affect you on the local level. Because when Obama was in office, Obama's in office, Trump's in office, it ain't changed my paradigm whatsoever, whoever's up there. But locally, that's when I'm catching all the crap. Follow what I'm saying? Because of the local judges, the local politicians, we need to focus on that. And we can just come together and just focus on that. That would change our paradigm in this country. This is our country. That's the biggest problem that we have. People don't know. This is our country. This is our land. They stole our house. You know what I mean? And we have to fight to get it back. I'll just give it over to them. The rumble is on. You know what I'm saying? We are a majority here, not a minority. They run into a little scam on
them. Ask the question, how do we fight to get it back?
The first way we fight is we have to begin to solve our differences as groups. We have to begin to come together. That's number one. If you have a society, we're starting a society, we need to be working together, talking about different things that we can do to impact economics, impact food, clothing, housing, security. That's where we need to start. Once we start there and start commercializing each other, you have a society, we have a society, you're making products, we're making products, why are we going someplace else to buy stuff? See what I'm saying? Let my money put food on your table and let your money put food on my table. You know? And then we can begin. And that's how we start the fight. We have to think about Black Wall Street, what they were doing, how they set that thing up. They were really doing so well. They burned the damn country. They burned them down. You know what I mean? So,
Can I share this with you? I'm currently reading a book right now by Maharo Tep. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys know who Maharo Tep is, but he wrote a book called Free, spelled P-H-R-E-E. Mm-hmm. And in the book, he talks about we had many Black Wall Streets. We had them in Philadelphia. We had them in New York. We had them in Chicago.
Okay.
So with saying that,
that's right.
I feel like we as a people, what happened? Where did we go wrong to allow them to come into our communities and kill our babies and shoot our Black men and do all the things they do now? What happened where we fell, where we not begin to protect ourselves anymore? Where we, you know, because over the years, how many of our ancestors voted? You know what I mean? My grandfather, you know, that's my now my father's side is African in America. So you heard all this. They voted, and it still didn't make a difference. The same things are going on. So now you're talking about economics. Economics. We can speak on economics because economics, okay, yes, we need to support each other. And just to share a brief story with you, I owned a store. I came to Georgia in 2001. I opened up a clothing store. I had to compete with Walmart and the Chinese man down the street, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had everybody in the same plaza that was Black that owned their own stores, right? But you didn't own the plaza. I guess the plaza was owned by an East Indian man, right? So mm-hmm. I tried to get everybody to come together as a corporation and say, hey, we paying him rent. Let's buy this plaza, and we gonna own it. Everything was cool until it came down to really getting on the nitty-gritty and doing what they had to do. I got the man to come down from $1.4 million to $800,000. Do you think my own people came together and did what they had to do? That was an opportunity right there. Now, you know, my brother, that I've been talking about this for years. You know, we had shows. We had heated shows about this. I've talked about the different ones coming together, the Pan-Africans. We talked about our African brothers and sisters. We talked about, you know, the Garveyites. We talked about all of that. It ain't happened yet. You know why? Because we have to get our mindset together. We still haven't got it together. What I will say, real quick before you say this, I will say what I do notice is being an indigenous one and having people, I'm dealing with people all over the world. I'm getting ready to teach a class on how to be indigenous, right? Let me tell you this. People are starting to come back into the mode of bartering and coming back to helping each other. It's happening slowly but surely. But it took a while for it to happen. Like, a sister hit me up the other day on Facebook, and she wanted me to support her. I said, sure, I got you. Your sister, your husband, you're Black, you know what I mean? And she's spiritual. She's into Europe or whatever they do. But I supported her. I ordered something from her. And then we talked about bartering, doing readings for each other, you see? So it's slowly but surely coming back, but I think it's going to start with us. I don't care how many times we vote in the community.
Well,
go ahead.
We got about two minutes left, and I would like to do an assertion before we stop streaming, but there was one point. We're going out of time here. The Bible, they've been teaching the Bible as a religious book, and that's part of the problem. The Bible is a code book. I'm just going to say this right quick, and then I'm going to make the assertion. And like the story of Abraham. Abraham's nephew got kidnapped. He took an army and went to rescue his nephew. Where does army come from? See what I'm saying? Our children should be learning military tactics, should be learning all of this stuff that they're growing up. We should be building our army with our children, for one, so that when you pick up the phone and call your nieces and nephews, they come strapped, ready to get busy, you know. But that's, anyway, we out of time. But your input is very important. I appreciate that. Everybody that's on the line, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Well, anyhow, I want to thank y'all so much for calling in. This is your brother Elohim, and we're here every Sunday at 8 o'clock to discuss what's going on and what we have to do. Especially the Bible is a code book, because we lose so much power because we don't know how to read that book. Also, Monday, tomorrow at 6 o'clock, those who are interested in the society, make sure you call in at 6 o'clock on the same number, and we can chit chat some more about society information and things that's going on. So we're out of time. I'm so glad you timed in, sister. It's good to hear your voice, and everybody else has called in. Thank you so much. This is your brother Elohim, and I'll be here next Sunday, same time. Make sure you check in, okay? Much love.
Okay.